News. I'm Rachel Miro.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. The Valle Symphony Orchestra and conductor Salvador Brotens. And music by Spanish composer Joaquin Serra, Romántica, to begin things in our noon hour of classical music on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand today. Coming up, we've got a rare bit of chamber music from Gustav Mahler, a piano quartet movement from him, and an American suite for strings, Arthur Foote and the Dogma Chamber Orchestra, along in just a little while. Thanks for joining me today on KPR. The Welsh National Opera Orchestra and conductor Sir Charles McCarris will keep things going next with a traditional English folk song that came to Britain sometime in the 12th or 11th century. This is known as Brig Fair, a rhapsody by Frederick Delius, next on KPR. Brig Fair. An English Rhapsody by Frederick Delius. We heard the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:30 now. Stay with us for the Dogma Chamber Orchestra, with us in a few minutes for A Suite for Strings by American composer Arthur Foote. That and much more, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theatre Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through the 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theatrelawrence.com. And the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. Here on the KU campus, we have sunny skies and it's about 76 degrees. High of 78 today, and for this evening, mostly clear, a low of 52. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 82. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning, and a better chance of showers Thursday afternoon. Next on KPR, from Gustav Mahler, we have a piano quartet movement. Pianist Wu Han is with violinist Daniel Hope, Paul Neubauer playing viola, and David Finkel cello, on Kansas Public Radio. Pianist Wu Han playing violin, Daniel Hope playing viola, Paul Neubauer and cellist David Finkel together in a piano quartet movement composed by Gustav Mahler on Kansas Public Radio. 12:41 now, and there'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. And it's going to be some high-flying sci-fi at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go when it's all Flash Gordon. He began in the comics, but soon landed on the screen, and we'll see Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial, plus the 1980 reboot with music by Queen. That's 7 p.m. on Friday at Liberty Hall, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Te Deum, Kansas City's voice for sacred choral music, offering a Memorial Day weekend concert of remembrance and comfort featuring Herbert Howell's Requiem. Tickets at te-deum.org. And Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at Give Campus. We're with the Dogma Chamber Orchestra for our next offering from American composer Arthur Foote. A Suite for Strings in E Major is next for you here on Kansas Public Radio. From 19th century American composer Arthur Foote, A Suite for Strings in E Major, and a performance by the Dogma Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 1 p.m. and just about time for our next NPR News update. And classical music continues in the 1 p.m. hour with music for oboe and string quartet by Gustav Holst, as well as the Vienna Philharmonic bringing us the Fourth Symphony by Jean Sibelius. We've got that and much more still to come here on Wednesday afternoon. On the KU campus, 76 degrees, warming up just a little more to 78 under sunny skies. And for tonight, mostly clear, low of 52. Tomorrow's high around 82, with a chance of showers tomorrow morning and afternoon. This is KPR.
Action from NPR News.
Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR at Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From composer Anatoly Liadov, Polonaise in C Major, the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Steven Gunzenhauser, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson, and I have some more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon. Coming up is the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and a beautiful symphony, one written by Jean Sibelius, his fourth, coming up in just a few short minutes on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu. We're the company next of the English String Quartet, and with them is Sarah Frances, an oboe virtuoso. And we have some music, three pieces actually, by Gustav Holst for oboe and strings. That's next on KPR. From Gustav Holst, three pieces for oboe and string quartet, performed by the English String Quartet and oboe player Sarah Frances on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1:25 now. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, and we're enjoying the classics until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nature, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program schedule available at kansascitypbs.org. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you're having fun this Wednesday afternoon. You're definitely going to have fun on Friday night. Flash Gordon will be here to save every one of us at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. That is Friday night at Liberty Hall, when it's all Flash, with Chapter 1 of the 1936 cliffhanger, plus the 1980 reboot, featuring music by Queen. The doors open at 6:30 and the show's at 7 on Friday night at Liberty Hall. All the details are at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org. Next, we've got the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Lauren Mazel with a beautiful symphony one that was composed between 1909 and 1911 by Jean Sibelius. We'll hear Symphony No. 4 in A minor next on Kansas Public Radio. That's by Jean Sibelius and a symphony he completed in 1911. Symphony No. 4 in A minor, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Mazel on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. and stay tuned next for NPR News. Following that, the next hour of classical music brings us some brass with a trumpet concerto by Telemann and the Canadian brass with music by Mozart. We'll have that, as well as the beloved Appalachian Spring Ballet Suite by Aaron Copland. That's all just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place for being outdoors as part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, Alfred Walter, the conductor, and from composer Oscar Strauss. That is a tune called Bulgarian March on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once more. I'm Jeff Watson. Between now and 3 p.m., more classical music is in store for you. The Boston Symphony is conducted by Aaron Copland later with music of his own devising. We've got the beloved Appalachian Spring Ballet Suite in just a little while. We've also got works for brass, including theme and variations by Mozart with the Canadian brass in just a little while. Right now, trumpeter John Wallace, William Boughton, and the English String Orchestra bring us a concerto by Georg Philipp Telemann for two trumpets and strings in E flat major next on KPR. A concerto for two trumpets in E flat major, one written by Georg Philipp Telemann and played by the English String Orchestra, led by William Boughton. Trumpeter John Wallace on hand as well on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:21. The Boston Symphony Orchestra is going to join us in about 10 minutes, and we'll hear from them the Appalachian Spring Ballet Suite by Aaron Copland. That's just ahead here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. And Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com. Here on the KU campus, it is 77 degrees, high of 84 today. Tonight, clear, low of 53. It's going to be partly sunny tomorrow, a bit breezy, and a high of 82. And we have a chance of some showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. 20% chance of showers tomorrow evening, low of 67. It's looking like it'll warm up into the 90s by Friday. More music for brass. The Canadian brass has a theme in 5 variations in G, music by Mozart, next on KPR. Theme and 5 variations in G, music by Mozart, played by the Canadian brass, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now, and at 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch more classical music this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could be with us on a Wednesday afternoon. If you've been listening for a little while, then you've probably heard a few membership drives. And we know sometimes it can be tough to take that first step in making a donation. You may ask, does it really matter? Yes, it really matters. Your support, combined with all KPR members, makes amazing things happen. Join today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. The food trucks will be at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. on Thursday, June 4th. Live from the Dole Institute, more at doleinstitute.org. We're ready to bring you the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Aaron Copland, who also composed the music. In the year of 1944, a ballet that he created for the choreographer Martha Graham, the famous Appalachian Spring Suite, is next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Aaron Copland, the Appalachian Spring Ballet Suite from 1944. And in that recording, Aaron Copland led the Boston Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've reached the end of another afternoon of the classics. But don't go anywhere. All Things Considered from NPR News is up ahead to bring us the very latest. And tonight, there's more classical music in store for you from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, as always. And I'll have more music for you tomorrow at noon on KPR, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. And KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock.